Shane Lowry, how are you keeping?
I'm good, thanks. Well, I'm as good as I can be.
Golf Weekly, exclusively available on Patreon. Sign up now at otbsports.com/golfweekly.
The OTB Podcast Network.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
All right, I'm delighted to be joined live from the High Performance Centre, I think it is, out in Abbottstown by two Irish rugby internationals. Jack Cronin is with us. How are you keeping, Jack?
You're very well, Nathan. Thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. And James Lowe has just finished his third lunch of the day, I'm told.
Whoever told you that is probably the vegan in the room next door to me.
So what was for lunch today?
We had nice chicken thighs and a paella. Morris, the head chef here, he's a legend. He should be the first one vaccinated. That's a common joke going around because his food's so good. But it was a great feed.
You're 10 days out from the next game to get a bit of dessert? 10 days out from the next game?
Jack has dessert most nights, but me, I'm actually doing Lent at the moment and I'm not having any sweets. Yes.
Wow.
That's a lie. Yeah. I can actually fact check you there. That is untrue.
We're talking to you because Vodafone are giving an Irish rugby fan between the ages of 7 and 12 the chance to be a digital mascot for the Ireland-England game on the 20th of March to virtually meet the team and stand with them for the anthems. All you got to do is text MASCOT to 5300, share a screenshot of their donation and tell us why your nominee should be the mascot, tagging at Vodafone Ireland and at ISPCC Childline. You can visit rugby.vodafone.ie for full details. It's very much one of those COVID experiences, as this is, where even though you're part of the same team, part of the same camp, you're in a separate room. I know you're going to say you're in a privileged position, Jack, to be able to play and represent your country during these times, but this isn't what you imagined. This is not what you're used to. It's not the spirit of international rugby, isn't all these protocols and all these separations. Is it a very different experience when you were last in camp, even when you were at the World Cup in 2019, when you were heading towards the World Cup?
Yeah, obviously it's the new normal now, isn't it? But yeah, it's massively different. Even things as simple as having dinner with each other, just limited amounts of seats at a table, and you've got a social distance when you're waiting for dinner and things like that. So it's different altogether, and you miss the fans, you miss the packed stadiums, and even the open days, which is something we normally do during these down weeks, whether it would be a few years ago we were in Athlone or in Dublin, the Aviva and things, and having a lot of people there, you know, those are the things you really miss. And hopefully when we get it back all again, it will mean that even a bit more to us, and we'll appreciate it again.
It must be particularly difficult, James, if things aren't going well after those first couple of matches, where I'd imagine you want to get together. There might be even an opportunity to blow off a bit of steam together as a group, and that is how you would get through that disappointment. It's obviously a very different experience then, where you're probably not been able to have the same team meetings or not the same bond that you would want.
Yeah. I mean, after a tough loss, it's always easy. Yeah, you know, sit down and have a pint together and talk things through and maybe get some stuff off your chest, you know. But I mean, that's the way of the world at the moment. Like you said, mate, we're still in a very privileged position where we get to come to work and still get fed. Yeah, there are some rules and stuff that we have to abide by, but sure, look, there's a lot of other people in a lot worse situations than us, and you know, you just take it as it comes.
How did you find those couple of weeks around the opening matches, and particularly the fallout, say, from the French game? Because this went, you're playing with Leinster, it's at an incredibly high level and criticism comes with that. But I guess, James, you've realised now with the Irish team, with the green jersey, it's a very different level of criticism that comes your way when the results aren't there.
Yeah, obviously two very, very frustrating games. You know, we were so close yet so far away, and then all the badges come out of the woodworks to try and try and decipher the code of why we're not winning. But sure, look, we made leaps and bounds against Italy, you know. We played a more expansive, I guess, style of rugby. We pushed on the play a lot more and were able to convert a lot of pressure into points. Obviously, there's still areas to work on. But, you know, we're going in the right direction. Everyone's on the same boat, wanting to go in the same direction, like I said. So, I find we're in a good spot, and Scotland around the corner. Hopefully we can, get over that hurdle.
The more expansive rugby has been one of the main focuses over the last few weeks, James. And Mike Catt spoke about, the players needing to step up as well and take some responsibility for that. How much focus did you put on it in the build-up to the Italy game around actually a bit more creativity, taking a few more risks, which I guess is right down your alley?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're speaking to the right person when it comes to risks. Mike Caddy hit the nail on the head. It's about having confidence in the skills and the things that we train and practice from Monday to Friday, and then being able to, under pressure, being able to perform those skills at the highest level. He can put together all the game plans and the maps, the attack structures and that, but at the end of the day, come game time, you've got to perform under pressure in front of people who want to knock your head off. So we made steps in the right direction, but obviously there's a new beast around the corner that we're definitely looking forward to, and that comes with new challenges, and like I said, we're looking forward to it.
And it's a very different beast, James, as well, Scotland, because there's a feeling it's hard to decipher Italy. They've gone through such a difficult time that while a lot of that expansive game plan was there, how was it easier to be more expansive against Italy than it was in the first two games? Or was it actually a mindset change?
There's a bit of both. Obviously, Italy's defensive system is a little bit different, and people, like most teams, have scored a decent amount of points against them. That doesn't take away from the fact that they're still there trying to knock your head off. And Scotland, obviously, are another step up in terms of their defence. But, I think you can talk about another team as much as you want, but at the end of the day, if you don't go out and execute your game plan, then it counts for nothing. And, we'll have some... Here's hoping that it's another sunny day in Edinburgh, and we can play some running rugby. It's down to us, that's it at the end of the day.
Jack, you had a big old smile in you at the end of the game at the weekend, and not just for the result, I'd imagine. It's been a long old road back for you to get into that green jersey. There must have been an enormous sense of personal satisfaction.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a tough 2 years, a lot of up and downs. Put in perspective, there was a pandemic in the middle of it, so I don't feel too sorry for myself. Like, again, Lowy said it there earlier, like, there's a lot of people in worse off positions than us, and to just have the opportunity to go out there and run around again with the lads and to get another opportunity to wear the green jersey was incredible. And it's probably, as you get older, you appreciate things a bit more and you enjoy them a lot more, and it definitely was, to this day, probably the cap I've enjoyed the most, because it was a long time coming, it was a long time in the works. There was a lot of setbacks throughout the 2 years. So to get another opportunity to run out and play with the lads and put on the green jersey was fantastic. So even to play 20 minutes was unbelievable. And hopefully there's a few more minutes coming down the line as well over the next few weeks.
Were there times over the last couple of years where you thought it may not happen, where you may not get back in the green jersey? Did you ever allow yourself to think like that?
No, I didn't, to be honest, I probably not something I overly thought about. I'm more just worried about the day-to-day of it. The getting back playing at one stage seems so far away when you're just trying to worry about walking again and getting back running and getting your strength back. And so it's not something I dwelled on too much. It was it was kind of just focused on my own bits and bobs, my own bit of detail that I had to get right. And then I knew once I can get fit and get a run of games, then I'll put myself in a good position. I'm always more critical of myself than other people could be about me. So I look back and it probably wasn't at the standard that I needed to be for a while. But the Leinster coaches put a lot of faith in me and gave me a good few run outs. And over the last few weeks, I feel like we've been gotten back to a good level. And then that was obviously then repaid by Faz and the rest of the coaching staff to get the opportunity to play in the weekend. So I'm on the up. Which is great, and I'm enjoying every single day of it. I'm enjoying camp. I'm enjoying the opportunity to go and train with the lads. It's the small things like that you really miss when you are injured. So I definitely have a new sense of appreciation for it all.
And confidence is a funny old thing as well. I'd imagine now when you head back to Leinster at the end of this Six Nations campaign, Jack, your confidence levels, having got that opportunity, are probably at a totally different place than when you went into camp.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose first came in the autumn, I felt like I hadn't done a whole lot, and you know, I was brought in. I only played a few games, and I was brought in, but I didn't get the opportunity to play. So, I didn't feel like I'd been performing overly well. Whereas now, I feel like I've done better. And you know, I try not to get the confidence to waver too much, because that's when your performance levels can dip. So, so just try to stay in an even keel. But it's definitely good at the moment, and I'm just trying to take every day as it comes and enjoy it and appreciate it all.
Your confidence ever dip, James?
Nah, only when I'm around Jack when he's not playing. He's an emotional roller coaster, and trust me, he's on and up at the moment. Nah, fair play, lad. Seen obviously the work you've done in the last 2 years, and good to see you back out there. And sure, look, you're playing well. You didn't hear that from me, though.
That's the nicest I'd say he's ever been to me. And after this, he'll probably deny it and go back to being a horrible, horrible self.
Do you ever stop smiling? I with watching you on the pitch, you quite often on the pitch, you got a big smile on your face. And like, it's such a serious professional sport at this stage. Like, somebody must, I'm sure, try to beat that out of you at some stage.
Oh, no, mate, I'm always smiling. I'm always smiling. I'm never not without a smile on my face. That's probably one of the things that people always say about me. Jack Conan, always happy, never complaining.
Jack's nickname in the team is Moaning Conan.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Moaning Conan. It's catchy. Conan.
Yeah. Well, it's stuck as well, honestly. I'm not the only one who calls him it.
We won't get into nicknames. That's James has his own fair share of them, which is not PC enough to be said here.
What's Johnny's nickname? If you're Moaning Conan.
Nah, Sexto's in a good mood at the moment. He's put a he played well on the weekend. Didn't throw a tantrum anyway, so it's always good to see.
I like how you looked around the corner there just to make sure he's not around before you said that. A week ago before the Italy game, would you have been in as good a mood? Would you have been in as good a mood, James, or were you feeling this?
No, I was still obviously just stoked to be, you know, being able to play rugby again. To be fair, man, like half the people who talk and abuse and that have never experienced what it's like to have, you know, to play international rugby, and I'm very fortunate to have done that, and with that obviously comes a new level of criticism. But sure, look, the only people that really matter to us are the people within this group. You know, they're the ones who challenge us every day and just want the best for us, and that's the amazing thing about a professional environment, is that everyone challenges you because they want the best for you, and a byproduct of that will end up being performance. And you know, as long as we're doing as much as we can from Monday to Friday, the performances will come. And you know, we came up short just as well. Like, I mean, we were so close yet so far away, and that's why it hurts so much. But mate, we're on the right track, and hopefully can put in another decent performance come next weekend.
James, Jack, coming back in, does it feel like the squad is in a bit of transition? Like you would have been there heading up to 2019 to the World Cup, which is always seen as the end of a cycle. Does this feel quite different in terms of the squad, the age profile, all of that?
I suppose, you know, after 2019, obviously you lose a lot of big characters, you know, Bestie and the likes, people who had massive influence around the building. And then you have, I suppose, somewhat changing the guard with a lot of younger lads coming in. You know, Craig and Ryan obviously getting their first caps, and even the likes of Tom and things being in over the last few weeks and learning from everyone else. But I think at the end of it, the core of the team is still pretty much the same, and they're just adding lads the whole time. I wouldn't say there's a massively different feel. I think compared to Faz and the rest of the coaches, there's a massive onus on being yourself and being open, and that's probably something that's changed over the years, and it's great to see. It's probably slightly more relaxed attitude around the place at times, but that allows people to express themselves and be, you know, all of themselves and be to bring out the best in their own ability out on the pitch. And I think it's great, and I think, look, it's been a frustrating few weeks at times, but there's unbelievable potential in this group, and it's definitely going to go places over the next few years. It's just, you know, you're going to take the good with the bad and be better for it.
lads, I know you got to rush off to a team meeting. Before I let you go, though, we've all seen Craig Casey, his initiation to the squad. So what James Lowe sang first day in camp?
Fortunately, that will never surface because it was horrible. Oh,
come on.
Honestly.
Come on.
It was no. Like, this here was like a lead balloon. Like, I was so bad. I was so nervous in the Shelburne.
What song was this? What song was this?
I sung Wagon Wheel from Old Crow Medicine Show. And I weirdly enough, I remember song lyrics really, really well. And as soon as I stood up on that chair, it just left me. And it was so bad. I got abused. I tried to go and sit down, and then Faz like screamed at me to get back up on the chair to re-sing the chorus. And oh man, it was painful.
He doesn't handle pressure well. Very bad.
Yeah, great to have you back, Jack. Thanks, mate.
I'm sure. Yeah, well, we're always going to remember Jack now as Moan and Conan. Jack, yeah, Conan, James Lowe. Thanks a million for joining us. That's where we're going to have to leave it, Moan and Conan. We're done. Thanks a lot, lads. Best of luck over next
time. Thank you. Cheers, lads. Thank you.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.